Hi, everybody. I'm Mark. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Mark.
I've done this work with the help of a Big Book Step Study sponsor and a loving God. I've made my amends. I'm doing my best to live in steps 10, 11, 12 on a daily basis. This is a very broadly based step. We had 12.1 last week, which talks about making the approach to others. But now we get also, you know, making the second visit and the part about practicing these principles in all our affairs. It's just a lot to cover, so I hope I get the balance right. But here we go. So there are some things that I noted. I went back to some of my original markings on this stuff. On page 96, in 96.2, it says, he has read this volume. So the whole 160-some pages are supposedly under someone's belt. And if you're like me, I read those pages at first like a novel. I went through, you know, I read a huge number of books, and it's not unusual for me to read 100 pages in a day, and you know, it's not any big deal. But do I remember it, and can I use it? So there's a big difference. When we get into big book study, we are taking this seriously and using it like a textbook, making practical use of it. And that's what we have to share too. So even if we get a new candidate in whichever 12-step program framework, we need to show that it's a serious matter, that it's a life-changing matter. It's not something that we can read over the weekend and do. Now, we're quick to say that we're not the only way someone can recover from the disease, but it's been successful for a large number of us now. There are programs that say, okay, you can spend the weekend with us and we'll get you through the 12 steps and, you know, you go forth and prosper. If that works for someone, great. I found in my personal work, I had to take things a little more slowly and examine things very thoroughly and try and do a comprehensive job on that. And that's what we've worked so hard in here to have the steps. Now, Joe last week showed us the little one sheet thing of instructions, but we had a committee in our group, a big committee, and we looked at not only the instructions, but our individual practices and tried to put down the best practices so that we can do things in a uniform way. It's not the best of my thinking. It's the best of how can we apply what we find in this book. I think we did a very nice job of it. And hopefully, if you've done the work, you're spreading it to other people, or if you're doing the work now, you're taking advantage of the thought we gave it. But I think it was an important effort. It says in the same paragraph, having had the experience yourself and being in an all addictions format, we may not have had the same experience as the person we're working with, because we can be guides to this material even if we don't have the particular addiction. And I did take the time to look at some of the offerings of 12-step programs across the board, and whether it's alcohol, crystal meth, whatever, cocaine, there's specific programs for a lot of these things, as well as family members for a lot of the programs, and codependence, and all sorts of things. And I have personally worked with people who are not in the program I'm in. I did need to look at some other source materials for what goes on in certain other programs. But the identification that we talk about in a lot of this book may not be the key feature. The key feature is that we all want the recovery that we see in these rooms. So I love the thing. You can give him much practical advice. When I looked up the word advice, supposedly comes from the Middle French, meaning opinion. Advice is just an opinion. So I don't share advice as an ultimate truth anymore. The ultimate truth has to come from a person's higher power. And that I can share what I've been through. I can share my experience, strength, and hope. But I'm not in the advice business anymore. Now I say, have you considered? Have you thought about? Perhaps. My language has changed quite significantly. And that one little phrase, do not insist upon it. My controlling nature rebels against that phrase. I want everyone to see what I've seen and experience what I've experienced and come to the conclusions I've come. Now I know that I have more to learn from everyone I encounter. And sometimes it's the good, sometimes it's the bad, sometimes it's the ugly. Sometimes from other people I learn how I don't want to be anymore. In the next paragraph it says, but be sure to use discretion. And there, I'm one of those people, I went to an old dictionary with multiple definitions, and some people use the quickie, you know, big book dictionary and whatever, but